Welcome to the Voices of Women Physicians podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tatiana Resnik, a practicing physician and a certified life coach. You will hear about inspirational journeys and practical tips from amazing women physician experts, as well as effective coaching and steps in your process. Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Voices of Women Physicians podcast. I'm so happy to have all of our listeners back. Today, I have a very awesome guest with us, Dr. Besma Peris. And we are going to talk today about an interesting topic. We're going to talk about culinary medicine. And we will have a second episode with Dr. Peris. And in our second episode, we are going to focus on her practice about treatment of PCOS and nutrition. How can nutrition help with this? Welcome, Dr. Peris. Thank you so much for coming here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm a longtime listener, so I'm very pleased to be a guest.
Thank you so much. So please tell us a little bit about yourself, introduce yourself, and about what you do.
Sure. So my name is Besma Peris. I am an OBGYN in New York City, and I actually started my healthcare career as a registered dietitian. So I worked as a registered dietitian for almost 10 years by the time I graduated medical school, and I went on to become an OBGYN. And since becoming a physician, I've been trying to figure out ways to seamlessly integrate my nutrition background with my training as a women's health professional. And I do so in a few different ways.
It is so awesome. And it's really helpful because nutrition is such an important part of healing and how you can help our patients. So you're a specialist in culinary medicine also, right? In addition to being OBGYN. So tell us a little bit about this.
Sure. So I became certified in culinary medicine in 2018. And the Culinary Medicine Specialty Board is a specialty for physicians and other healthcare professionals as well, nurses, dietitians. It's been around for 10 years, so it's a relatively young specialty compared to many. And the goal of culinary medicine is to combine the culinary arts with the practice of nutrition and medicine. So using practical tools to help patients improve their medical conditions through nutrition. So it's not just telling people you need to eat more of X or you need to eat more of Y or you need more of this nutrient. It's really helping people from a very practical standpoint improve their health through understanding many of their food behaviors around food procurement, preparation, and their cuisines, what their barriers are. And so it really is a, I think, incredibly fun specialty because I just really love food. I'm really a foodie, but it's a very practical way that we can leverage food and nutrition to help people's health.
This is actually really fun and so helpful. So tell us a little more, who is culinary medicine for?
Sure. So there's a culinary medicine program that is designed for healthcare professionals. So physicians, nurses, PAs, dietitians even. You would think that most dietitians are knowledgeable about culinary medicine, but some get more of that training in their education than others do. So this culinary medicine program is there for them as well. So it's really a multidisciplinary specialty. So it's not just for physicians. And there's also a pathway for culinary professionals. So for culinary professionals who want to learn more about health and how they can use their skills to get involved in that way. So it's really interesting. It was really founded by a chef and a physician who came together with that goal in mind, which I think is really beautiful. And so they started this together, which I think is awesome. It's for really, I think, any specialty, anybody in any specialty. There are people in internal medicine and pediatrics and all the different primary care specialties, but I think it really can be applied to any specialty. And now there are people in different disciplines. So in OBGYN and even some very special, there are dermatologists that have done the culinary medicine training, because I think for every disease process and for every part of the body and every specialty, you can apply these principles and figure out a way to incorporate it into your practice.
It's so interesting. What is a pathway for physicians to learn it? Like, if I decide to learn it, what should I do?
Sure. So the culinary medicine specialty training is a 60-credit hour training process that takes approximately 2 years. And it's a combination of in-person, hands-on culinary training, as well as didactic learning that's done via video and lectures and readings, and that portion is online. And then, as with all specialties, there is a certifying exam at the end of it. For people who aren't sure if this is what they want, because that's sort of a big commitment to do 60 credit hours, right? 2 years. You can sign up for the hands-on culinary training and you can do one of them and then decide, hey, this is fantastic. I want to continue and complete it. And that way those credits can be applied to the program. Every year there is a conference called Health Meets Food. So there's an annual national conference and that takes place in June. And then there are various different events. Like, for example, February 12th, which is today, the day that we're recording this evening, there's a 2-hour roundtable. So by the time people hear this episode, it will have already passed. But on the website, which is culinarymedicine.org, they always list all of the upcoming events.
Oh, it's so interesting. It's so awesome. And even actual practical training, like how do you cook? It is wonderful.
I have a nutrition background and I have an own personal interest in cooking, but some people come really with very little either knowledge of how to cook and they learn the skills for the first time, which is fantastic because then you have to learn how to teach them to others. And some people come with very little nutrition background and that's fine too, because you're going to learn it.
I love it. It's perfect. And what are the benefits of culinary medicine for physicians and for patients?
Sure. So for physicians, I think, honestly, for me, in many ways, it's really what keeps me engaged and keeps me excited. I think it's an antidote to burnout, really. It's a way to engage with other physicians who care about a more broad and holistic view to health. You get to network with other like-minded physicians. It's a lot of fun. I think it's a lot of fun. So for me, that has been very, very helpful. And I know for others, it's been helpful as well. It's a way, if you're a physician entrepreneur, to distinguish yourself from other people in your field or other people in your community. So if you have a private practice and you're trying to somehow enhance that in some way. So I think it helps physicians in many ways. And then I think for patients and for the community, it's incredibly helpful because it's practical tools. Really, one of our mottos in culinary medicine is that we're meeting the patients where they are, right? So it's not just prescribing a one-size-fits-all solution for people because everybody comes to health and to nutrition with different belief systems, with different culinary traditions, with different barriers to health, right? Depending on where they live, their financial situation, their access to food, their access to even just cooking facilities. And so the culinary medicine program gives the professional the tools to help patients work through that. And it can be utilized in a one-on-one fashion, or it's a great way of doing group visits. So shared medical appointments are becoming very popular. And that's something that benefits both the healthcare professional and the patient, because as a healthcare professional, you get to see many people at once and share your knowledge and you have more time to educate, right? Because you can see many people at the same time. So instead of that feeling of, oh, I'm saying the same thing over and over again, multiple times a day, you can say it all at one time and expand on it and give people the practical tools so you don't just feel like a broken record. You really feel like you're doing something that is going to make an impact. And as a patient, you're learning those practical skills. So you're not just being given a script or some just very basic advice. You're really learning something practical to help yourself.
I love it. It is so helpful, especially I love practical part of it because like I am board certified in lifestyle medicine. And when I was reading and preparing for exams, there is so much literature right now about the impact of highly processed food. For example, processed meat, how it's basically cancerogens. It's already been proven over and over again in multiple studies how processed meat can affect a human body and cause cancer. And many people have no idea. They just don't know. And it's so helpful to learn and to have actual practical applications, how to cook, how to get it done.
And culinary medicine is part of the lifestyle medicine curriculum as well. So if people want to focus more on that side of it, there are many more opportunities for learning and for training. So I think it's wonderful.
It is so helpful. Tell us a little more. What else can you do with culinary medicine?
So there are people who practice culinary medicine now in so many different venues. There are hospitalists that do culinary medicine consultations, and some of them do e-consults. So they're actually just providing consultation from provider to provider, or some will see patients in the hospital in conjunction with a dietitian. There are those that have teaching kitchens. So they will have kitchens in their clinic practice. And so they will see patients and then they'll turn around and do instruction right then and there. There are people like myself who use video. So I use video to teach nutrition to my patient population. So there are so many different ways. There are people who act as consultants. So consultants to industry, consultants to wellness companies. So I have a colleague and that's her whole thing. She has a consulting business. She consults with different organizations. She consults with other hospitals. She consults to spas. So she has a lot of fun doing what she does. So there's so many ways in which you can take culinary medicine and integrate it into your practice. There are people who take culinary medicine and advise different companies. So they're either chief medical officers or medical advisors to different companies with their culinary medicine skills. So I think the sky is really the limit, right? You can consult to food service. There's some people who consult to food service, even hospital food service, on how to make the food service systems within the hospitals better. So I think there's so many different opportunities. There's somebody else who I know who consults with insurance, how to figure out how can we incorporate culinary medicine and get it covered by insurance? So as this movement is growing, food as medicine, right? As this movement is growing, there's so many different opportunities. And I just think you could take your skills. And if you just think outside the box a little bit, you can find a way to make it work and to make it a viable part of your profession.
It is awesome. And can it even be covered by insurance sometimes? This sounds really good.
Well, yes, there are different ways. You just have to be creative in your strategies, right? As a physician, now we bill on time, right? So you can do teaching, whether one-on-one or in a group medical visit, and you can bill on time, and that's part of your physician services. So certainly that's something that you can do. And now there's more and more different specialty programs being carved out within different insurance products that are paying for food as medicine in different ways. So it's not universal, but those of us who are doing it and really trying to make it part of our career, there certainly are ways to do this. There are ways within the value-added systems for incorporating culinary medicine. And so certainly if you're creative and with a little bit of knowledge and good documentation, you can make it work.
It is so helpful. And especially Alex that can consult for hospital food services because sometimes they need additional.
Yeah, some of them are atrocious, really. And then some of them are doing really great things.
That's so helpful. And I like ability to do it also by Zoom, by video, so you can reach more people and give this knowledge.
Yeah. So that's how I primarily do it. I do it by Zoom. I use it in my telemedicine practice. My dream would be to have a big teaching kitchen, but that's also a big capital expense, maybe one day.
Oh, yes. So tell us a little more, how do you do it? Do you do it like in your kitchen? You actually cook something and they can see like step by step?
I do. And so sometimes I'll have a small group from my practice come together and I will do that in my kitchen. So yeah, I'm just in my home kitchen and I have my camera set up and I demonstrate. And then I also have some recorded content that I share asynchronously. So I'll just share it with the group. And then in my one-on-one, it's really more where I'll provide recipes and I provide shopping lists and just really help people figure out how they can change what they're doing in their day-to-day to get them to a better place.
It's so helpful.
It is helpful. I think it's really helpful and it's really impactful.
It is really great. You're doing good. And can you give a little advice to physicians who would like to learn more about culinary medicine or maybe even to start doing it themselves?
Yeah. So I think if you're just interested in culinary medicine, the best thing to do is to try it. Like you will never know unless you try. And it's how I started is I signed up for one of the in-person cooking classes. It's a half a day of going through the material, learning keys, learning the nutrition science behind the recipes and how they apply to health in any clinical situation. So honestly, I think that's the best way because unless you really do it and really get your hands in it, you won't know if that's really for you. And I haven't met anybody who hasn't loved it once they've tried it. And so I think that's really the best way. You just have to dip your toe in the water sometimes, right? To see if something is for you.
This really sounds fun.
Some people hate cooking, right? So if you hate cooking, it's not for you, right? You're not going to enjoy it. Find something else that you love. But if you do enjoy cooking, you're going to take that, you're going to take those skills and you're going to add to them. You're going to take your love for something that you already do. You're going to take, hopefully you're still interested in your profession and you're going to learn some additional skills in terms of how to turn around and teach that to somebody else and how to apply it to their life. Because it's not just taking knowledge and just flipping it around and regurgitating. It's how can you take that knowledge and those skills and turn it around so that it applies to that person in front of you, because it's going to be different for each person, right? Just to tell somebody, oh, well, this way of eating is the best way of eating, doesn't transform people, right? It doesn't get them to change their behaviors. You have to see what are they doing. So part of the culinary medicine training is it gives you the tools to assess what somebody is doing and how to get them to that place, right? How to get them to a better place by assessing what's going on in their home, in their own kitchen.
It is very helpful. It's awesome. And what tip or advice would you like to give to all our listeners? Or maybe some fun recipe, easy recipe?
Sure. I mean, the biggest piece of advice, and we've heard it all so many times really, is that we all probably need to eat more plants. We all need to eat more fiber, right? The American diet in general is pretty low in fiber. It does not matter what your nutrition religion is, whether you are complete whole foods, plant-based, no animal products whatsoever, or you're somebody who believes in a very low carbohydrate diet. It does not make a difference in either, which I think are sort of on opposite ends of the spectrum. I think of them. You need more fiber. You need more plants. It's important for our health. The plants give us so many of our micronutrients, right? Our antioxidant vitamins, all the phytochemicals, the fiber that supports our digestion, the fiber that helps with having good bowel movements, and then all the fiber that supports our gut microbiome. So that's the number one. Like I said, it doesn't matter what your ultimate nutrition philosophy is. The one thing they all have in common is that we need to eat more plants.
Eat your plants. Yes, absolutely. 100% agree. It is awesome. Thank you so much for coming to this podcast, to this episode. And if you would like to tell our listeners who would like to connect with you, what's the best way to do so?
Sure. If you'd like to follow me on social media, I'm mostly on Instagram and you can find me at Dr. Basma Faris. So DrBasmaFaris. And then my practice website for my PCOS practice is PolyPrep, which is PollyPrep.
Thank you so much. And we will have a second episode soon. Thank you for listening to my podcast. If you enjoyed it or found it helpful, please subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. Have any topics you'd like covered? Send me an email at joyfulsuccessliving@gmail.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram to connect at joyfulsuccessliving. Have an amazing week. See you next time. The Voices of Women Physicians podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not provide any medical, financial, tax, legal, or psychological services or advice. You are responsible for your own well-being, decisions, and results. Dr. Resnick is a practicing physician, but Voices of Women Physicians podcast is not reflective of the opinion of your employer. You should always contact a professional if you have any specific questions about your unique situation.